Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. This is Joan Tuohy with Senior Solutions of Colorado, and I'm here with my partner.
She doesn't know who I am.
I forget
Rochelle
her.
Farocco.
I forget her name.
With Senior Solutions of Colorado. And we have a great guy on today, Stanley Turner. He's with Insula Design Studio. Welcome, Stan.
Thank you very
Welcome,
much.
Stan.
Glad to be here.
We're really interested in hearing in what you're doing and your projects.
Everybody needs an architect, and I'm happy to talk about that.
Great.
And a good one at that.
Absolutely.
Why don't we start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I am a licensed architect in the state of Colorado. I've been here now for about 24 years. I've been working in the commercial and residential sector of practice. And it's been really exciting kind of what's happened over the last 4 to 5 years for me with my firm, Insula Design Studio. And I can talk a little bit more about the name and those sorts of things a little bit later. But a little bit more about my background. I'm originally from Georgia, so I'm sure everyone out there hear a little bit of a Georgia accent.
A little southernness.
I attended the Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia, and got my master's in architecture degree there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wife, Amy. I have two children, Brennan and Bradley. And my wife, Amy, is a native Coloradan. So when we met in college, of course, she had no desire to live in the South. So she aspired.
Not even Savannah.
Those gorgeous beaches. Savannah is a beautiful city. I'd recommend for everyone to visit there. Has a great history. Architecture is fabulous, and has a great ambiance and a great sense of place in Savannah. So I'd definitely recommend a visit there sometime. But anyhow, I essentially got to Colorado, via my wife Amy, and we've been here. With our family and have, grounded our life, in working with the people in the community of Colorado. So, that's just a little bit about kind of where I come from and my background. And, as an architect, I've spent the last few years sort of building what I call one brick at a time part of my practice, which is working with the mature adult population, working for individuals and families who want to craft a plan to stay at home for the long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, a part of what I do. It's something that I care a lot about. And it's something that came up in conversation with some friends of mine several years ago who worked in the Office of Disability Affairs with the mm-hmm. City and County of Denver. Started talking about some things that I saw in the profession when we started talking about the need for accessible and visitable housing, how those things can actually be improved upon in terms of, what's going on under state statute, what's really required, and what's really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a huge gap there. And the housing stock that we currently have is not designed for long life. Right. It's really designed for, able-bodied individuals, but it can be a lot more than that.
And we really don't have any inventory housing stock. There really isn't anything
correct
out there. So are you involved in building multiple units in a particular area or in designing that, or are you more involved in building multi-generational housing in individual lots, so to speak?
You know, the answer is both. I like to participate in a wide range of building types. My background prior to forming Insula Design Studio was, you know, in the commercial sector. So we did a lot of multifamily housing. We did housing that was affordable housing that happened through housing authorities and partnerships to provide affordable housing. So these are multi-unit type buildings. And that was, you know, work on the multi-level scale. But I also have a lot of aspirations in working in the single-family residential side of things. Mm-hmm. Just because there is so much of that housing stock that's available and available to improve and to make ready for people to live for long life, live safer, add value to their property. So when we talk about multi-generational living, or whether we talk about, you know, individuals who just want to improve their situation, they may not have a multi-generational component, but it comes into play. I have currently have clients who are doing modifications to their home for multi-generational solutions. That has its own set of, you know, criteria for design, that we go over. And then we have individuals who maybe have been in their house for 20 or 30 years, and they're looking for some design solutions that they can stay in their home for a long period of time, because that may help their family situation out by having a place where other family members know that they are living in an improved quality of life, an improved, safer environment. And it helps, you know, in a number of different aspects.
Right. Are your do you find more need in we know we are members now of Dr. Koch and Dr. Mack, and Rochelle, share what they told us when we went down to visit them about the calls they get every month.
Dr. Koch was saying that, you know, Joan and I are saying we have a tsunami coming on with seniors and living and transportation and that, and the girl down at Dr. Koch said, no, it's not coming. It's here. And she said they receive 35,000 to 55,000 calls a month on housing issues and transportation issues, most of them housing. And
the need
The need. And she said they have planned in the future. And what they do is they go out and give different nonprofits or whatever, the business. They get the federally funded money.
Correct.
And then give it out. But she was saying, like, they have planned for 3 years out for housing, for more housing for seniors, et cetera. But right now, there's not enough. And it's a really problem, because all they can do is give everybody the names of housing places. And then now they're a year to 2 years out on the waiting list.
Yeah, it's a significant issue. I think, you know, with population increase going, you know, happening in the Denver metro area, with a lot of individuals who want to move to the Rocky Mountain region, sort of that adds to the demand issue. Mm-hmm. And the fact that as a city itself, it's not a very old city. There's a ton of infrastructure that's already in place that spans for many, many, many miles outside, you know, the metro area, unlike other, you know, more established, you know, Chicago's and the Los Angeles's and the Atlantas and these sorts of things. So it puts a squeeze on our resources here. And so there's not one silver bullet, and there's not one solution to this particular challenge. Mm-hmm. There are multiple avenues to address, to provide this housing. And, you know, one of those is creating naturally occurring retirement communities. And these are communities that the neighborhoods that we do have. And I think that if individuals can, you know, take the opportunity to understand what the potential that their homes have, then they can certainly, you know, craft a plan to kind of stay
there. So what do you
there.
Mean naturally occurring for
in residential, just individual residential?
Yeah, in single-family residential neighborhoods.
How would you get a whole neighborhood to participate their house in it?
Well, you know, there's different ways of doing that. I also volunteer for an organization called A Little Help, and you've probably heard of them.
Yes. At Awash Park originally.
Yeah, and they used to be Washington Park Cares, and they've significantly grown since that time. And, you know, a little help is really kind of what it means. It's really community sort of bringing together volunteers who will then participate in helping individuals who live in the community with things that they need a little help with. This may be cleaning the gutters. This may be replacing light bulbs. This may be, you know, helping with outdoor maintenance, painting, sort of things of this nature. But it does take a village in terms of bringing communities awareness to this. So it's a greater conversation that kind of has to take place. And it starts with one project, and then it sort of moves from there. I think, you know, radio shows like this, advertising, talking about helping people to understand that their home is an opportunity for a solution that can then be a part of a greater solution. And well, hopefully that answers your question.
And one thing is, as we had talked in the past, Stanley, about, you know, that some people are building senior housing or senior residential properties, but they're really not senior friendly. Even though they're saying they're senior friendly, there's just steps. There's, you know,
they're not necessarily completely accessible or visitable. And, you know, Colorado has a very active lifestyle. And people in Colorado want to, you know, they're very, you know, active-minded individuals. You know, they want to get outside. They want to be in the beautiful blue sky. And so the way in which, you know, senior housing sometimes is marketed is may not necessarily touch all the issues of aging necessarily, with mobility issues, with visual loss of sight and vision, you know, over a period of time, these sorts of things. So sometimes, you know, I applaud the developing community out there who are addressing this to a certain degree. But there's a ways to go in bridging the gap between creating truly universal design housing for individuals, because the fact is that a lot of developments, once you reach a certain ability level, you got to move on to something else.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And we can pick up on that when we return. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We're going to take a break for a few minutes, and we'll be right back.
GECS, website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're with Joan Tuohy and Rochelle Faracco, Senior Solutions of Colorado, here today, listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. With us today, we have a great guest, Stanley Turner, with Insula Design Studio. And we've been talking about the need for multi-generational housing and other necessities for mobility and what have you. So, Stan, tell us a little bit about what exactly you have done to improve a home for an elderly person or persons, and why the need for an architect is so necessary.
Great question. Well, let's talk about the need first. You know, why do you hire an architect?
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, have this preconceived notion that hiring an architect is a very expensive endeavor. That is dollars that they would rather put into their project instead of paying for those professional services. And there's a lot of answers to that. You know, everyone has or should have a relationship with an attorney. They certainly have a relationship with a doctor. They have a relationship with a dentist. Everyone should have a relationship with an architect at some level because hiring an architect should save you money and help you avoid making the critical error that ultimately could cost you significantly more in the short term and in the long term. I do get a lot of questions about this particular realm when we talk about universal design and aging in place. Some people ask me, well, Stanley, once we do all of this, you know, how do we change it back?
Mm.
And so it's surprising to hear that because
Why do they want to change it back?
Well, because
for resale, maybe?
There's a connotation with these sorts of solutions that are institutional in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so people believe that this is going to look like a nursing home.
Right.
And that's absolutely not the case. But it's important that you hire an architect and a designer who is skilled in bringing those elements together in a way in which it unifies your home and it's really seamless.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really an important part. If you hire someone who doesn't have that skill and training, then you may end up with a solution that doesn't look like it has been integrated with your home properly. And it may not be, and then in the end, it may be more of a detriment, you know, to your property than an enhancement.
Well, that's understandable because Rochelle and I always, as real estate brokers, tell our clients, you know, the reason you're hiring us is to help you avoid mistakes.
Correct.
You know.
Well, and one thing is, I think a lot of people think architecture and design, they think, oh, that I got to have $1 million home or more. And that's not the case. You know what? It can be anywhere you live, a condo, townhome, your residential home, and it can save you money for instance, Stanley Sehan, he's been through this. He knows the mistakes people have made and can perfect.
Sure.
Through his knowledge that.
No project is too small, in my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no project is too big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are plenty of resources out there available so you can, you know, navigate what's required in each of those processes. But so, you know, why hire an architect? It's what we do. It's what we're trained to do is to visualize the built environment. And we can expand your notion of what's possible. I know I have clients or potential clients who come to me and I'll come to their property and it's an opportunity to get to know each other and they've got it all figured out. But they have no training in why that's figured out. And it's a collaborative process because you're not going to go to your doctor, your attorney, and tell them all the solutions because that's what they're trained for. And it's the same thing with an architect. So I would encourage individuals who want to talk with a designer is to, and living in your home is a very personal endeavor because it's how you live. It's about your family. There's a lot of nuances there that, of course, an architect isn't going to know about. So a good architect is going to have to be a good listener, and they're going to have to be able to take these criteria and program and the goals that a private homeowner has and bring those to fruition in a very creative way that meets budgetary concerns, it meets physical constraints, and will actually be beautiful in the end. So, you know, these are some of the things that we do. So you will end up with a better project by going and hiring an architect. And the dollars that you spend on those services should be multiplied times a factor in keeping you from a mistake later on that may be way more costly.
Right.
After the fact, it's kind of too late. And I have plenty of individuals and friends who come to me and say, well, I wished I would have known that's what you do because
we
hired someone who was definitely qualified from the construction
point of view,
really didn't know the design side of things.
Right. Do you have any examples of, say, just like a mid-size home for normal folk?
Like his father, he went down a couple of years ago and did something for, redid your dad's home, I believe.
Yeah, you know, and I bring all this from personal experience, and that's why, you know, it was, it's so important to me that I would venture to say that most families are not immune to changes in life, mm-hmm. Especially in their built environment and their mm-hmm. physical needs. The statistics show that a large percentage of us over a period of time will have some form of disability, and your home environment will need should respond to that. My father has COPD. My dad was a framer in construction business growing up for all those years. Certainly was a part of the inspiration as to why I got into architecture in the built environment. But he breathed in a lot of dust from sawing wood and sawing, you know, materials that weren't mm-hmm. good for you. And so probably about 6 years ago when he was visiting here in Colorado, he was having problems breathing. And so that really led to a series of events. Eventually, he was diagnosed with COPD and currently is 24/7 on oxygen. They lived in a house that was built in the early 70s. It was a ranch-style home. It had a very, very small bathroom condition. It's probably less than, you know, 65 square feet. It's a really small deal. Mm-hmm. And so I took the opportunity to really spend a period of time educating and talking to my parents about looking ahead to the future, because my dad was in a progressive needs segment of the aging in place market. Mm-hmm. Because at the time in which he was diagnosed, he didn't necessarily need to have oxygen 24/7, but he needed it at night. He needed it during certain portions of his day. But we knew that over time, that was going to continue to, you know, his needs were going to increase. And so what we did was my brother, my sister, and I, we worked with our parents to craft a plan to create a fully accessible bathroom in their home. And, you know, they were responsible for buying materials. We actually, you know, I certainly could do the design work and coordinate that. And they lived in Georgia and I live here in Colorado. So we're able to really sort of, you know, it's a small world these days, so you can really do things long distance. So we were able to convert their bathroom, which was completely inaccessible, to a totally accessible solution, fully ready for wheelchair access, a roll-in shower, handheld. And my mom has told me time and time again, as my mom is my father's caregiver, she's mm-hmm. 10 years younger than my dad. My dad is about 78 years old. And so she has told me that that has saved them time and time again with potential falls and care for you know, for my dad. And it not only just helps with my dad, it helps with my mom as well.
Yeah, not worrying.
So, not worrying.
Not worrying. Just that alone.
Correct.
Being fearful where he's at. Can he make it to the bathroom? And, to, you know.
Right.
Do you have an example of a home that you may have helped with the architectural part of it in terms of multi-generational living in the home?
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
I have a project in Bennett, Colorado.
Grandparents, parents, children.
Yeah, I'm doing a project currently in Bennett, Colorado, where a client came to me and says, you know, we are exploring taking our existing home, which has a three-car garage. We want to convert that into an in-law suite. And then we want to add on a four-car garage for that. Mm-hmm. And so this is a project that we just recently completed what's called the construction document phase. And we are currently doing some cost estimating on that. And then that'll be starting construction here during the summer.
Oh, great.
So, you know, it's the beginning of this sort of multi-generational mm-hmm. solution within an existing home. And one of the things I'll say about that is that when we talk about, you know, we all live in different places. We all have to fall under different jurisdictional requirements. Mm-hmm. City and County of Denver, Arapahoe County, Adams County, you know, City of Aurora, wherever you live, each one of those areas have their own set of municipal requirements that you have to look into in the beginning. That's kind of first and foremost in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So that planning is critically important. You want to look into those things first and foremost to make sure that you can do these things. In this particular case, these clients have to go through a special exception use process with Arapahoe County because they're not allowed under their use by right without a special use review to have a mother-in-law suite mm-hmm. as a part of their home. Mm-hmm. So it has to be reviewed and approved. And it always, there's different criteria for detached and attached solutions.
Right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We're here with Stanley Turner from Insula Design, and we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The Seniors Solutions of Colorado website is an incredible resource featuring services and service providers committed to helping seniors and the handicapped remain independent and age gracefully in their homes. To find out more about Seniors Solutions of Colorado, visit the website www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Again, that's www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Or use the link conveniently located on the spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.org.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Welcome back, everyone. You're here with Rochelle Farraco and Joan Tui with Senior Solutions of Colorado, listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And our guest today is Stanley Turner, who is an architect, and he does architecture basically for livability in the aging process and through the stages of aging that we're all going to face so that we can age in place and stay in our homes. Welcome back, Stanley.
Welcome, Stanley.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I'm having a lot of fun, and these are things that I'm passionate about, and I'm happy to talk about them.
Great.
If you're out there listening and you want to, you know, talk to me about things that you've been thinking about for a period of time, reach out to me. You know, I love talking to people. It is Insula Design Studio. My telephone number is 303-915-2532. And you can email me at sturner@insula, insulainc.com. That's sturner@insulainc.com. And feel free to visit my website, insulainc.com. And you can learn a little bit more about the process and some of the things, you know, our mission statement.
And we would just love to impress upon everyone listening that Stanley has been a member of Senior Solutions of Colorado for several years now. He's honest. We vet all of our members. He's a very approachable person, because we were just talking during the break of how so many people are intimidated. You know, you don't live in a big McMansion somewhere, and very intimidated if you have a smaller home about calling an architect, but it's the first thing you should do to save money.
Yeah. Thanks, Joan. I mean, don't be afraid to change your home, because, you know, not changing your home sometime may end up being, you know, a critical mistake later on and something.
It could be a big detriment.
It can be. And, you know, I'm talking about improving your quality of life. And that's really what it's all about. This isn't about, you know, adding grab bars and roll-in showers and things. I mean, that's a component of it. But really, we're talking about improving your quality of life from the outside in. There's plenty of, you know, opportunities to improve things that are going on in your home and on your property that begins from, you know, when you get home at night and you got the groceries and you got to come in from the garage. How are you getting from one place to the next? And, you know, there are solutions that what I like to call the low hanging fruit solutions, which are things that we probably walk past on a day to day basis. We're used to them. We don't pay them a lot of attention, but they are things that you can simply change that don't cost a lot of money that may save you a lot of problems in the future, especially with issues with tripping hazards, not having adequate light and the pathways to get from point A to point B, things like that. And part of our services is, you know, we can come out and do a aging in place assessment of your property so that we can help identify and put together this sort of a la carte list of things that you can do that are the things that are in the low-hanging fruit category, things that you can do for low costs, and then the things that are probably going to take a little bit more work and effort that may require a permit and a little bit more planning to get those things done. So don't be afraid to do it, and don't be afraid to talk to an architect, because architects, this is what we do. We love talking about these things. We're problem solvers, and we want to help solve those things that may be going on in your situation to improve your quality of life.
Do you have a small example of something on the outside of a property that's an easy fix that many people don't think of, in the way of, I have a very short stair going into the front of my house, and they're rounded stairs, you know, like platforms.
Right.
And elderly people that come to visit.
And I almost lost my mom that night.
Elderly people that have come to visit may fall on that first step.
Well, you know, a handrail is probably the simplest solution that would help, not necessarily prevent the fall, but it provides a place for, you know, you to support yourself.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of entrances, just simply, they're like a couple of steps. They don't have a handrail, and a handrail could probably save your life. You know, it's interesting. I brought a few statistics with me from the Fall Prevention Network, and I'll just read a couple of these. Every 18 seconds, an older adult is in an emergency room because of a fall. Every 35 minutes, a person 65 or older dies due to a fall. And then falls are the number one cause of injury-related deaths for people over the age of 65. You know, we don't think, it's not the fall itself. The fall itself is the precursor to complications that lead up to problems later on. And so you're not always going to fall down a flight of stairs and have that situation. But you may twist your ankle, that ankle, then you're in, you know, it's sort of a snowballing kind of effect. It's a,
right.
It's a pebble in the pond sort of a thing. So, and it's not really meant to really sort of scare anyone, to say, you know, you need to be, too outrageous with this thinking. But there are things that you can do that are pretty simple. I think, adding a handrail, making sure you've got adequate lighting, making sure that, you know, when you approach the house, that you've got motion sensors so that the lighting turns on so that you can see where those steps are. Because a lot of times, you know, a concrete step to another concrete step, there's no discernible edge.
Exactly.
So you can put down a fluorescent strip there or some demarcation mm-hmm. that sort of shows the change in elevation. It gives someone some contrast. These are all very sort of simple things that can be done. I think eliminating those trip hazards along those pathways on the exterior are really important. I mean, we get a lot of, you know, freeze-thaw in Colorado with our freeze-thaw cycles. So
right.
the ground is wet, it freezes, it heaves, and then you get concrete that's going to push up 3/4 of an inch relative to the other panel. That's a tripping hazard. It, you know, it doesn't sound like it's really that big of a deal, but it doesn't become one until it happens. And,
right.
you know, if you can simply change it, that may mean not replacing the concrete, but maybe you just need to have somebody else to grind down that edge mm-hmm. so that you have a smoother walk path to sort of get you from point A to point B. You know, I think at the entrance, if a lot of people, you know, whether they're an attached garage or whether a detached situation, you know, anything they can do to put like a small shelf next to that entry door getting into your house is a very cheap, extremely functional way of being able to set your bags down so that you can use your hands properly to get into your house, then take your bags and then move into your house. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way to make that transition. And a very simple solution.
That's a good idea because normally you put stuff on the ground, take your key, open the door, but a lot of people can't bend down back and get those bags.
Exactly. So I think, you know, a simple shelf solution there helps solve that problem. And there's, you know, there's ongoing things like that. And, you know, when I come out, I see things through a different lens than what everyone else sees it. So I'm looking for different things. And I think that, you know, that's one of the key reasons why a design professional who's acute to sort of looking at these things. And one of the things I should mention is I don't believe I mentioned before is that I am a certified aging in place specialist.
Mm-hmm.
This is a certification program that's administered through the National Home Builders Association.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite a bit of, it's quite a bit of education.
It is quite
it's
a bit of education.
The education course.
It is. And, it, one of the things that it does is it really sort of opens the eyes of the designer, the professional individuals in the real estate industry to be more aware of these issues of the maturing adult population and those who are not as ambulatory as others.
Right.
Those who may have issues with vision, who have issues with hearing. So, being, you know, having certain needs doesn't mean you're in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different meanings to that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's true because I mean, I even see them at my age, 54. Little things are coming up,
right?
That I notice. Oh, I got to make a little change here. Got to make a little change there.
I would encourage people to, you know, if you're thinking about talking to a design professional, you know, before you have them come over. You know, make a list of your goals. Critically look at the home that you live in and think about the things that you would like to change. That way, when you meet with the professional, you can sort of get right to the point as to here are some of the things that we've assessed because we live here, you know, 24/7. And these are the things that, you know, we've been wanting to change and address for quite some time. So make a list of goals, you know, meet with a qualified designer, involve your family members. I know it's hard. Certain families, you know, the family dynamic is always different with everyone and depends on what culture you come from. But meet with family members and talk about the things that you want to do. because there's going to be different insights there. And so as long as you can improve your insights, I think you can always sort of improve, you know, the solution in the end. If you're working with a healthcare provider, if you're going through physical therapy, or if you have someone like that who's working with you, for a particular situation, get them involved and say, hey, I'm thinking about making some improvements to my home. Because a lot of times those individuals, also have, you know, resources and knowledge in bringing, you know, solutions to the table. I don't profess
for a particularly individual
for a particular individual person. And, so, you know, we're not here saying that, you know, we have, we know everything. We certainly don't.
Well, thank you, Stanley. That's very interesting. And we will be back in just a moment. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.yourhealthelevated.com. Again, that's www.yourhealthelevated.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
This is Rochelle Farocco and Joan Tuohy with Senior Solutions of Colorado, and you're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And we have a great guest on today, Stanley Turner with Insula Design Studios. Welcome, Stanley, again.
Thank you very much.
Back again.
Enjoying it.
Yeah.
Great.
Why don't you give out your your contact information now, where people can get a hold of you, et cetera, and then we'll do it again at the end of the program, too.
Sure. The firm name is Insula Design Studio. Our email is sturner@insulainc.com. That's Insula, InsulaInc.com. You can also get a little bit more information about myself and the firm at www.insulainc.com. And feel free to give me a call, 303-915-2532. And more than happy to talk to you about, you know, what your thoughts are.
And Jonah and I gladly sponsor Stanley.
And no project is too small, which was great to hear, even for myself, because I have smaller projects that, frankly, I wouldn't have thought about calling an architect to get your opinion. So yeah. That's interesting.
Well, being in real estate, we always think we know everything. Yeah. We don't. In fact, yesterday I was at the doctor's, and the doctor said to me, quit playing doctor. And I thought it was the same with all of our industry. Quit playing real estate agent when you're not one. Quit playing architect.
And that certainly brings up a good point in terms of, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking about, you know, doing some modifications to your home, you're doing an addition. And I tell this to all my clients. It's it's a team effort. You need to have a good team, and having your real estate agent working with you in the beginning to help you understand kind of one, what your, you know, you may or may not know what your current equity position is on your home. You may not know how your neighborhood is doing financially. The economy's better. We're better off than we were a number of years ago in terms of property values.
Exactly.
So, the real estate, you know, agent side of things, and Joan and Rochelle, absolutely are the individuals who can help you understand kind of where you're at in the marketplace, and then help you understand after repair value. And I think, you know, in collaboration with some of the things that we can do, you know, you can put together a plan to understand, you know, what things are going to cost, and then
how your value increases, you know, based on that as well. As a matter of fact, we'll mention here that Rochelle and I, along with Fairway Lending and Avalanche Title and an elder law attorney are doing some seminars, which we had advertised in 50 plus marketplace news. You can find them in there because I don't have the dates, unfortunately, on me right now. But we're doing a series of seminars about exactly that, what your house is worth versus what you think it's worth. And we have pinpointed everything within neighborhoods. You know, we have a map that pinpoints the neighborhoods and gives the statistics on that.
We're also doing a show tonight on Channel 4. It's a help center call. What do you call it? A call center?
It's a call help center.
Yeah, where you can call in and get information from us as realtors from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight on Channel 4.
Right. And that and the call room will be manned by realtors and by lenders, by attorneys, and by title companies.
Right.
So,
that's
and it's,
about it.
It'll be, you know, a very dynamic 3 hours. Okay.
So back to Stan.
Here we go, Stan.
Stan Lee.
So, you know, that we'll go back to just real quick, you know, why hire an architect?
Right.
You know, we'll help you simplify an often confusing process. You know, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And so you really need someone there to sort of help you understand those pieces to the puzzle and kind of how it comes together. Help you see the big picture, expanding your notion of what's possible. That's really an important part of, you know, hiring a professional. We save you dollars by guiding you away from costly mistakes. You know, that should really be a big part of, you know, why we're there. Mm-hmm. And we have to demonstrate value for services. And so that's where the value comes in, not only aesthetically, but also financially. And I think that's extremely important to know. It also helps the contracting industry. Believe me, I've talked to plenty of contractors, and contractors prefer to have an architect with a guided set of plans to be implemented when they come on board. I mean, it's a busy marketplace right now. Contractors, you know, have got a lot going on. If you don't have your ducks in a row, generally speaking, they're not going to be the kind of people that they're going to want you to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be more willing to work with you, and you're going to get on their schedule if you do that. You know, plan for now and in the future. I mean, I think that's a big thing. The future, you know, you're doing certain things now, but thinking about the future as ahead is kind of what we do. And then quality design. I mean, I can't talk about, you know, how important it is to have a good quality design solution. And you can craft that design solution using, you know, materials that aren't gold leaf. These are materials that are everyday available, but they can be put together in such a way that brings out the quality.
Exactly.
And what you can get out of those materials. And then...
And increasing your value with
absolutely.
Those materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last but not least, I am a member of the American Institute of Architects. We do adhere to a code of ethics and professional conduct. So assuring you that our dedication to a high standard of professional practice, those are all things that, you know, you should get out of your architect.
Mm-hmm. That's a good suggestion. Do you have any other questions that you particularly think people should ask when they're interviewing an architect?
Well, I think, you know, they should be asking, you know, some of the practical things, which is, you know, what is the process here?
Mm-hmm.
What is your, how's your fee structure work?
Mm-hmm.
How can you help me plan my project so we don't go too far before we find out we can't afford it?
Mm-hmm.
The process that I recommend is that, and everyone is different. And so we have to kind of address everyone's in particular, their particular needs. And I have a process where it allows us to do a certain amount of effort so you can understand what, you know, the cost basis is or the potential cost is for what you want to do before you go too far down the road and find out that you spend a lot of time, effort, and energy for something that you're, you know, just couldn't afford and wasn't feasible within your financial means. So I think that's really important in the process. I will say, just for me personally, that the architect isn't necessarily in control of the cost of projects. Mm-hmm. We have a good general understanding of cost per square foot and what certain material costs are, but that's really in the control of the contracting realm. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to be forthright about that, is that when people ask us what things cost, we should be talking in general terms and not talking very specific, because that's really controlled through others. And there's really three parts of a project that comes into play. One is cost, quality, and scope. Mm-hmm. And that's a three-legged stool. And most all projects, you can get two of those three. So your quality of your project may impact the scope, because you may not be able to build as much to get a certain level of quality mm-hmm. to meet your budgetary needs. Mm-hmm. And you may need to raise your budget to get to the quality that you want, and that may affect the scope. So those are just three components that I kind of throw out there so people understand. Those are some of the basics. Yeah.
Stanley, from experience, and we know a lot of seniors a lot of times want to do things, but they can't take it on. They'll say, oh, I can't take this on. It scares mm-hmm. me, whatever. If they were to hire you or talk to you, you have contractors that you work with that you have good faith in and that you recommend. Is that correct?
I do. You know, depending on where you live, generally speaking, you know, I recommend having a contractor who is qualified, who is licensed, who's insured in your particular area, so who understands kind of the labor market, material resources, and things of this nature that go on in a particular neighborhood. Because the general contractor who's working in, you know, Parker, for example, is the one, you know, you want to be hiring for kind of that area, right. But you may not want to be hiring someone from Fort Collins to come down and do your project. So I do have, you know, a couple of contractors that I like. Mm-hmm. And it's a good point, because not every contractor is experienced at working in doing improvements for an aging-in-place solution, mm-hmm. because there are things that have to occur in the construction environment, and we didn't talk about that today, right. Which that's a whole nother segment.
Right.
But you have to really plan for the realities of construction, dust, debris, whether you're going to live in your home right. during this process or not.
Right. I was going to add a fourth rung to your three-legged stool,
yes.
which is time frame,
yes. Schedule.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So in addition to your, you know, your obviously great education and licensing credentials, how would you say that you're different than other architects?
I think, you know, first and foremost, I'm a certified aging in place specialist. Mm-hmm. Most architects don't have that certification. You know, they don't go that extra distance to really understand, you know, this marketplace. You know, I respect, you know, my peers and the professionals who are out there in the industry. I think, you know, what I bring to the table is, you know, my mission is to improve your quality of life. Mm-hmm. That's the first and foremost component of my mission statement, and through a collaborative process with, you know, inspired design mm-hmm. Solutions. And, you know, I've actually been working with individuals on some of these solutions, so I have some direct experience in some of the particulars of working in an aging-in-place segment at this scale. And multifamily large-scale projects really don't address at the same level the single-family solutions.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give your name and number out real quick?
Stanley Turner and Sula Design Studio, 303-915-2532.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Stanley. We'll have to have you
back again
for another segment.
It's been a joy. Thank you.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org, and we look forward to having you all with us again next week.
Have a good week.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. The Seniors Solutions of Colorado website is an incredible resource featuring services and service providers committed to helping seniors and the handicapped remain independent and age gracefully in their homes. To find out more about Seniors Solutions of Colorado, visit the website www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Again, that's www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Or use the link conveniently located on the spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.org.